This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Let me go wild. I have one quick question for Landfill, and then we're going to get into Brandon Ayuk, because this Brandon Ayuk situation is legitimately developing. Landfill, the Banchan Chicken is going to be ready at 1 o'clock.
Silly.
B. Mitch has already told Jeff that. At what minute does Jeff return with the chicken? I set the over-under at 106.
Oh, I was going to say 122.
Yeah, I might get 130. Keep messing around.
Do we know if there's any good-looking women between here and Banchan?
After 106, no matter what.
106.7 before Jeff returns.
Yeah, 106.7, the fan. 106.7, the chicken.
Okay. Let's do this. Andrew, I want to get it right, Filippone, I hope I'm saying that right, does Sports Talk Radio in Pittsburgh. He has tweeted out, sources, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
All the terms of the deal and the contract details are being hammered out now. The wide receiver is coming to Pittsburgh. There's another dude, and I don't know that everybody follows this guy or not, but there's this dude, Pretty Ricky. B, are you familiar with Pretty Ricky?
I think I've seen something he posted.
I'm guessing Jeff is, because this is like the conspiratorial corner of the internet. That's kind of Jeff's expertise. Jeff, are you familiar with Pretty Ricky?
Like the R&B group?
No.
Guy on X. It's a reporter, but like as a concealed identity, but he gets a lot of stuff right. He gets a lot of stuff
Jeff
right.
Jeff know what that is.
Pretty Ricky.
They hang out.
Well, he keeps his identity a secret. He's like Batman. But he called the Steelers getting Ayuk a while back. Sure enough, he's now proven right. Apparently this morning on Pittsburgh radio, Mike Tomlin did an interview, and he was asked if he'd had any important phone calls lately, and he said, it's a little early on the west side right now, so probably not. Maybe Tomlin was giving hints out here. What we know is multiple people, not necessarily like the Schefter, Pelissero, Garofolo crowd, but people are saying that it's Ayuk to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And they're not giving up a first round pick, which I find pretty interesting.
What are they giving up then? Are they giving up a player?
Maybe. George Pickens?
Pickens, and maybe are they giving up multiple players? I don't think Pickens for Ayuk is an even trade.
Pickens could be really freaking good.
He could be, but he is not Ayuk.
But he's cheap for a team that has to pay Trent.
That's great for the 49ers. Burden. But it's still, if you're getting rid of Ayuk and the Steelers got to pay him.
Hold on. What do you think Pickens did last season in Pittsburgh? Because this is better. I knew he was good, but this is a
better. He had about 1,100, 1,200.
He had 1,100 yards with Kenny Pickett at quarterback.
Yeah, he was their offense.
Yeah, if I'm the only person that Kenny Pickett can throw the ball to consistently.
I just think
Kenny Pickett was locking in on one guy and letting it fly.
If you get I have no idea what the trade parameters are here. But if you get Pickens and a pick and you've got 2 years of team control on Pickens on a second
Pickens,
round deal.
I'm saying Pickens and a pick, that'll work.
But it's
not gonna be Pickens for Ayuk.
No. Yeah. It ain't straight up. It's Pickens and a pick, or whoever it might be in a pick, or it's multiple picks. We'll find out.
He better hope the Russell before you say he was taken by an alien shows up and not the one that's been there.
B, there's more and more smoke that Fields might be the guy.
Well, you better make sure Fields become the guy that can throw the ball consistently. Make sure it's Fields the guy that played against Washington last year.
Right, yeah. Would you, Ayuk has explained, but as everybody has kind of explained, Ayuk wanted to come to Washington to play with Jaden Daniels. Okay. But he also said Pittsburgh. What is Ayuk's pull to Pittsburgh? Do we know? He likes French fries on sandwiches?
I don't know.
Jeff, you got anything? Was he a big Andy Van Slyke fan back in the day?
I was about to say probably just another mobile quarterback that can throw the ball.
Listen, I think Jaden Daniels is a truly elite prospect, and I cannot wait to watch that dude play football. But Brock Purdy right now has played NFL quarterback at a higher level than Jaden, Fields, or Russ, or at least Russ for the last 5 years. So, like, if it's about having the quarterback, you got one.
Yeah. I don't know what to get out of it with Ayuk. Maybe he wants to be the number one option on the team.
Yeah. That, you might be onto something. Because it's
hey, man.
If he turned down New England at 30.
You give me $30 million, care if I'm the number two, three option.
I got to be honest. There's very little on this planet I wouldn't do for $30 million.
He is the number one option if he had gone to New England.
Right.
But I think overall, if you look at what's happening and what you're hearing about the quarterbacking, you have to say at least the quarterbacking is better in Pittsburgh.
Than where? New England?
New England.
I like Jacoby. I might be a Jacoby truther.
You might be a truther, but I'm going to tell you, I don't care how bad Russ is. Russ was better than we thought he was last year.
Yeah, his numbers were better.
So I would take Russ over Jacoby today. I'll take Jacoby over a lot of people, but I'm not going to take him over Russ.
Would you? Dude, it seems like they're going to start Fields.
I think I'd take Jacoby over Fields. If Mike Tomlin is starting Fields, Fields is playing outstanding. That's all I have to say.
Well, and you've got Arthur Smith running the offense up there. Maybe Arthur Smith, for the first time probably in his pro career, I mean, Arthur Smith likes to run the football, right? Mm-hmm. What could Justin Fields do?
Run
the football. Maybe that's part of the plan. I don't know. It seems we're not reporting it. I don't know anything on this. I know that Washington's out and been out for a while and not thrilled with the behavior. But it seems like Brandon Ayuk's going to Pittsburgh. Good luck to all parties involved. They've had a number of wideouts up there over the years that are good on the field and perhaps a handful off it. Maybe they got another one. We'll all find out together. Denton MFN Day joins us next.